We are up to the fifth mitzvah in the Sefer Achinus counting, and that is Shchitas HaPesach. Not to be confused with eating the Korban Pesach, which is the next mitzvah, but Shchitas HaPesach. So I thought, since it's probably not one that we're as familiar with as some of the mitzvahs we have seen previously, it was kedai to just see some of the highlights of the Sefer Achinus, and then we will dive into one particular issue that comes up in the Minchas Chinuch, and that relates to Kitanim. In my brief skimming, I can't say I'm an expert on this topic either, my brief skimming of the Minchas Chinuch, aside from a lot of Bekiyos and Yedios you could get, but there's another interesting discussion he has later in his presentation about whether whenever someone is being shochet the Korban Pesach on behalf of whoever else is part of the Chabura, is that a formal requirement of Shlichus? Is he really your Shliach? Maybe you don't need it. What could be nafka minas of that? Is it only l'chachila to have a shliach? Maybe b'yevet works even if he's not technically a shliach. That I think that could also be an interesting, fruitful area of discussion. But I realize that I don't think there'd be time to do both in the brief amount of time that we have. So I thought we'd focus specifically on the issues, a little bit of an overview, and then one or two issues that come up relating to ketanim. So let's just take a look at the opening part again. This is very, very basic, but you know, there are certain areas of halacha that most of us need refreshers on, even when it comes to the basics. So says the Sefer Achinuch, what is this mitzvah? L'shchot b'yom arbasar b'nisan b'in harbaim se tamim zachar ben shana ogedi b'beis habachira. This is referring to the mitzvah. When do you do that? On the 14th of Nisan, in the late afternoon, b'in harbaim, you shecht the Korban Pesach. It tells you what type of animal it has to be. It obviously has to be perfect, and it has to be only a year old, and you do that at the Beis HaMikdash. V'zeh nikra Korban Pesach. And this is the Korban Pesach. Shinemar, and what is the source of this? Pasuk in Shmos Perek Yud Bet, V'shachatu oso kol kal adas Yisrael, Bein ha'arbayim. Okay, so this is just the facts. We're talking about shechting the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Inyan ha'mitzvah, and what is the basic gist of it? Shemiskabsin anoshim me'yisrael l'chaburos. We know there's the idea that you can't just randomly grab, piece of meat from someone else's Korban Pesach. You have to be part of an existing group, a chabura. V'lochin min ashuk, o me beitam, gdi echad oseh, and maybe you're just a cattle farmer and you happen to have your own animal, or you bought one in the shuk, and you have your particular animal, again, tamim, no blemishes, zachar ben shana, male and 1 year old, shochten oso, be'ezras beis hamikdash, be'azaras beis hamikdash, you shechted in the azara, b'yom arbasar nisan bein arbaim. And then, of course, the purpose of this, acharchach le'erev, ochlen oso bein kulam, achar ma'achalam, everyone who's part of the chabura will eat the Korban Pesach after their dinner. And that's the mokar to go to a Pesach hotel. No. But you have to be stuffed at the Seder. You have to be overeating, gluttonous, not gluttonous actually, I shouldn't exaggerate. But you have to be full. It's not supposed to be something you eat when you're hungry. You eat it even though you are not hungry. That is the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, as he says. Who is, again, what is the philosophical tamei ha-mitzvos? So he says, Mishar shei mitzvazu, kedei she yizkru ha-yehudim la'olam ha-nisim ha-gadolam sh'asal lehem ha-shem yizbarach b'shias mizrayim. So this is one of many mitzvos, if I remember correctly, that the Minchas explains. It's all about remembering the miracles of Egypt. Just like we know the Jewish people in Mitzrayim shechted the animal before they went out, and they took the blood, etc., etc. So there was a Korban Pesach in Pesach Mitzrayim, and there's a Korban Pesach for Pesach le-doros. Dine mitzvah, what are some of the areas of halacha that need to be discussed? For example, zman shchitaso, biyom emas, what time of day, etc., etc. Those are all things, and he gives you a few marmakomos where in the Gemara discusses, and he touches them briefly in the Minchas Chinuch. Right, that's the section of the Sefer Chinuch where he really just doesn't tell you much, he just tells you, and these are the things that you should know about, that you should look in the Gemara over here, they discuss. Last but not least, who is obligated in the carbon, in the shchita? No, I guess bizchar ubenekevos, men and women are obligated, bizman abayis, as long as there's a Beis HaMikdash. Now, what are the consequences? This is a very severe mitzvah. Ha'over alaha, b'meziv, lo asa pesach, chayiv kares. Right? This is one of the only examples of the mitzvahs I say, but if you don't do it, you are chayiv kares. Serious, serious stuff. What about a shogig if you weren't part of the shchitas ha-pesach? Eino mevi karban. You don't, even though you usually say that, what's the halacha if you have a Avera, which if you did b'mezid, you'd get kares. What's the halach if you did a b'shogeg? You have to bring a carbon, right? That's what a karban chatas is. A karban chatas is an avera that if you would have done on purpose, would be kares. If you did it by accident, you have to bring a karban chatas. So it says the Sefer Achinuch, here, even though b'mezid it's kares, b'shogeg it is not a carbon. Why not? Ain't no maybe carbon. Vishu echel mishlosha chataim shibzadono karets ain shigasan chatas harihein megade umavatel mila. That's only true when it comes to los asay. But a mitzvah asay that a person didn't do, which would have been bemezid kares, so we do not say it's a quirk, a technicality, there is no carbon chatas to make up for it. So either it's kares or b'shogeg, it's just like nothing you can do for kapara. I mean, it's not kares, but there's no obvious means of kapara. There is no obligation or opportunity, depending on your perspective, of carbon. Okay, this is, again, the overview of the basics. What is the mitzvah? Who is obligated? What's the philosophical reason for it? This is a short Sefer HaChinuch, but he hits all the notes that the Sefer HaChinuch is famous for. Now again, it's not the longest Minchas Chinuch, certainly not the longest of the mitzvahs we've seen, but it, like every Minchas Chinuch, he finds a way to get involved in all sorts of things. And again, I'd like to just highlight one basic point. So let's take a look at the Minchas Chinuch, okay, in the next section here. And this is in Os Dalet. If you have the Sefer, it's in Os Dalet. Let me just take a look for those if it's make it easier for you in my version, which is probably the same version that most of you have. It is on page, where am I going to start reading from? Give me 1 second, I'll tell you. Right here on the first page, Amud Lama Gimel, page Lama Gimel on the top of the left-hand column. You understand, you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, you got two people on the safer? Good. Okay, I'm going to read from the sheet just because there's a few places where I kind of skipped a little bit where the three dots are, the ellipses are. So since we have enough sheets, I'll use the sheet. We're missing quite a few of the regulars. That's what it is. Anyway, okay.
They're getting ready.
Fair enough. Okay. Says the Minchas Chinuch. He quotes from the Rambam. Because of Harambam Perek Beis Halacha Dalid. What does the Rambam tell us there? V'shoch din al ha-ketanim shiye michlal ha-chabura. Ketanim must be part of the chabura, and you can shecht, you know, having them in mind. However, here's the key point of the Chiddush of the Rambam, where I have it underlined. Aval ein osen chabura shekula ketanim. On the one hand, there's nothing disqualifying about having a katan as part of your chabura, and if the katan helps finish the meat, that's fine. But you cannot have a chabura where someone shechs on behalf of all ketanim, right? You cannot have a full youth minion, a full youth movement. You got to have that token adult or two there. And therefore, otherwise, the chabura does not work, is not satisfied. Why not? Where did Rambam get this from? He has a svara. She'enam b'nei das. Now, it's not obviously clear. You know, we know the katan don't have das. But why should that exclude dafka, a chabura? First of all, they're not doing a mitzvah. They're not the one even necessarily shechting. Right? Number one. And number two is, if they don't have das, that's usually a reason why they're not chayiv. But why, if you say they can be part of a chabura when there are adults there, so what is the reason? It's not clear why exactly this means that you can't have a chabura just of ketanim. It's a little bit intriguing, it's a little bit dangling. So in light of that, continues the Minchas Chinuch, ha de kasav haramam she'enim b'nei das, kasav ha-kesef mishnah. The kesef mishnah there in Hilchos Korban Pesach gives an explanation for this. So what is the Rambam getting at? What's the deeper point? The owners of the karban, the people who are part of the chabura, they are the one who's sanctifying the animal. And by them committing that this animal is for the karban pesach. It's not the shochet, whoever that may be, but it's the owners, so to speak. So says the Kesef Mishnah, what the Rambam is getting at by saying Ein B'nei Das is, they don't have the sufficient stature on their own to be makdish, to sanctify the animal. So first, the Minchas Chinuch is going to draw out what he thinks is a reasonable implication of that. But, you know, he's basically like that really smart, you know, defensive coordinator or defensive coach that's giving you, you know, you think you're getting a great opportunity, it's giving you something, really just drawing you into a trap. Right? You're going where he wants you to go because he's about to spring something on you. The Minchas Chinuch, as often Mefarshim do, the Minchas Chinuch is a master at that. But he'll draw out something which sounds all nice and good, but really he's just setting you up because he's about to say, well, now that I've drawn out this conclusion, that doesn't make any sense, and therefore I can upschlug, I can disprove the whole thing. So what's the implication of the Kesef Mishnah? He says, Lefize, second line, Katan shigilonis nadarim, the hekdesho hekdesh minatara, lashitas rama minadarim, and chanami the shapir dami. Well, if the whole reason that they can't be a chabura by themselves is that they can't be makdish,
But take a look at the Rambam Hilchos Nedarim. There's a certain age where a child reaches a certain level of intellectual maturity. He's not fully ready to lay his parsha just yet. He's not actually a bar mitzvah boy yet. Nevertheless, he has a certain onus hapa'utos, mufla samach le'ish. Exactly how old that is not 100% clear, but there's some pre-bar mitzvah age where the child is totally a katan, no question about it, but old enough that even at the raisa level, says the Rambam, their nedarim should be, their haflaw is taken seriously. Well, if that's the case, says the Menachas Sinach, okay, that's, you know, that sounds good. So 1 + 1 = 2. If the reason why you can't have a chabur of just of ketanim is because they can't be makdish, well, if you had a group of ketanim who could be makdish, so then l'chora, there'd be nothing wrong with having a chabura just of them. Shapir dummy. However, says Menachas Sinach, that's a problem. Now that before you get too comfortable with that, that creates a problem for us. The Aini Maven says, I don't think that makes sense. The Miloshon HaRambam Shekosef, what was the original Rambam's Loshon? Rambam's Loshon was, Shochtin Al HaKetanim. Aval Ein Osun of Sam Chabura Bifnei Atzma. The Rambam makes his statement categorically, unambiguously. He does not say, well, only for really, really young kids, but not for older kids. Rambam just says, carte blanche, you cannot do a chabura of just of ketanim. Mashmash says, the Minchas Chinuch, dafilu ema'acher shochet aleim ki gona av mikamokom lishcha aleim bifnei atzman. It doesn't matter, it's not just saying that a cotton can't shecht. Even if a grown-up shechts, even if a grown-up who has a certain shaykh is like a father shechts for them, it never works if the chabura is all ketanim. It doesn't seem to leave room for any wiggle room, even though logically, according to the Kesef Mishnah, there would have been a huge exception to the rule. Al-Kain says, Minchas Chinuch, Divrei Kesef Mishnah, Tzoruch Iyun Ksas. So on the level 2 interpretation, right, it's not what the Rambam said, we're about to ask a level 1 question, by which I mean to say, on the words of the Rambam himself. We're going to get to that in a second. But beforehand, says the Minchas Chinuch, the Kesef Mishnah has the standard explanation of the Rambam, and the standard of explanation of the Kesef Mishnah, his interpretation of the Rambam, drives you into a ditch. Because it certainly logically leads to a whole exception to the rule, that older, 11, 12 years old, let's say, should be okay. And yet, from the Lashon of the Rambam, it doesn't seem that such an exception exists. What's going on? We seem to be in a conundrum. So, the Sefer, the Minchas Chinuch, doubles down. He says, that's not even the bigger problem. Ube Ikar Adavar, second paragraph. Ube Ikar Adavar, getting back to the main point of the Rambam, Eini Maven Divrei Rambam. I don't understand what the Rambam was talking about to begin with. Lama le'atam she'enu bar das. Right? The Minchas, this Kesef Mishnah, poor guy, right? He was just trying to understand why the Rambam added, or what the Rambam was getting at when he added this idea of Eino bar das. And then he said, well, it means Eino bar das, they can't be makdish. Says Minchas Chinuch, I don't understand. What did the Rambam add that to begin with? What do you need that for? Tepuklei, Kaven de Beturim Mikol Mitzvahs, Eich Nakrev Karban Avuram. What do you need to have an additional explanation for? Which sounds like there's something specially problematic about Karban Pesach. I'll just go to the well. Right? My go-to move is that Ketanim are always Potter from everything. Because they're Ketanim. I don't need to give you an explanation. They're Ketanim. They're not Chayiv in anything. And if, now this he's going to have to prove, but don't worry, he will. And if there, but what's the implication of this opening, thrust? That if they're Potter, just without any explanation, just because they're a katan, you wouldn't be able to bring a carbon for them. Now, what does he mean by that? So he clarifies. He says, take a look at the Gemara Chagiga, right in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga, that Beis Man Aleph, katan chayiv, aviv l'chancho mirabonam ba'olas ria. Right, the opening sugya of Maseches Chagiga, for those of you who haven't learned it yet, is talking about olas ria, right? You have a mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, and then part of your mitzvah of coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey God, I'm here, good to see you, right? 3 times a year, is you also have to bring a present, right? Like a good guest, you come with a present. Right? You want to be seen, you got to make sure to bring a present to the king. So you have a karban olas ri'ya. So says the opening sugya there in Chagiga, that it, when you come with your minor children, assuming you bring them, so then you have to bring a karban on their behalf. But not that the katan is chayiv in the karban, but the carbon is being brought by the father as a form of chinuch. That's what it says in Chagiga. So commenting on that statement, says Tosfos, Kosva Tosfos, Sham, the makriv carbonosav nidava, So he just points out, when we say that you're bringing, the father has to bring a carbon on behalf of his minor son, so it really is a carbon nedava. If you're not chayav to give the carbon, so you can bring the carbon, but it always has a status of a nedava, which is somewhat lower level. That's a optional or a voluntary carbon. And as a result, says the says Tosfos, you wouldn't necessarily be docha yantif, right? You could bring the Olas Riyah on yantif. If you're a chayiv, you could also bring the Olas Riyah after yantif. Right? There's a certain number of days you can bring the carbon. Even for Shavuos, they got to figure it out. But certainly Chol HaMoed, right? They figure out the different tashlumin, when you can give it. So says Tosfos, but when it comes to the kid's carbon, since he's not really chayiv in Riyah, he didn't have to be at the base of Megush. Therefore, it really has the status of a nedava. When the father is bringing this carbon to mechanech his son, but mitzad the father, it's really just a nedava. Now, what do you see from this? You see from this, says the Menachas Linach, what you can tease out from this is that if you can't, once a carbon is not obligated, once you have a chayiv and a carbon, memele it's called a, or has the status of a nidava. Right? Now, if that's the case, again, that sounds innocuous, and it doesn't cause any problems in chagiga. Just as Tosfos has a ha'ara, you couldn't bring the kid's carbon on yontif. Okay, no big deal, I'll take a longer nap, it's okay, you know, I have other things to do. I'll go see the Rabbanim of Yerushalayim, I'll hang out with the Kohanim. There's other things to do, not a big deal. But so, again, the Chassidus sets a trap for us. Because if that's true, what comes out? In Cain, Khan, the Einu Chayiv. Now, again, we're just saying that a Katan is not Chayiv, because he's a Katan. Upesach Bezmano, Lav Bar Nidar V'Nidavu. This is a phrase from the Gemara in Chulin. That you can't volunteer to give a Karban Pesach. A Karban Pesach is not the kind of thing you can bring as a Nedava. I take a Neder, I'm going to bring a Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach exists only in the universe of Chiyuv. Does not, you cannot volunteer, right? In the middle of March, or for that matter, any other time of the year, Harini Mekabel Alai, Korban Pesach, with the attendant halachos, I won't break a bone, and I won't roast it, whatever, all the different halachos, right? I want to do that. I love Korban Pesach, right? It's too good to have only once a year. I can't wait, I want to have it now. I want to make an adava, a neder. Vasus Geshlech, what's so bad? What does the base of Mikdash lose? I'm just going to volunteer Korban, I don't have to do. But I want to bring a Korban adava, says the Gemara Chulin. Eino bar nedava, eino bar nedarim. A carbon in Pesach is simply not possible. It is a complete non-starter. You cannot do that. Eino bar nidor v'nidav. So now says the Menachas Linach, I have a problem. Im kein heich matzinu da patur legamri Yaakov karbonos chova. Says the Menachas Linach, what would the hav of mina have been that I could bring a carbon Pesach for a chabura of ketanim? A katan, just like in Chagiga, just like Ba'olas Ria, once a katan is not chayiv, the Mele said to us, if he's not chayiv, what's the status of his carbon? A nedava. The problem is a carbon pesach can never be brought as a nedava. Carbon pesach can never be brought as a nedava. So what do I need to come on to? The Rambam's Lav Bardeya, the Minchas, the Kesef Mishnah's, he's not, he can't be Makdish. A much bigger problem than that. It's, by definition, he's potter from mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs is called Korban Pesach. Memela, if he's potter from the Nechiyav, his carbon would have the status of a Nedava. But it's a trap, because there's no such thing as a Nedava by Korban Pesach. That's the question of the Minchas Linach. Now he says, you might think, well, according to that, how come he's ever allowed to be even part of a Chabura? Right? If it sounds like the Kotan has like cooties or something, right? You get a Kotan in there, and all of a sudden, that makes it a Nedava. Maybe that's like, you know, should be a psul right there. So says Menachas Linach, you know, chillax. Don't be such a kanoi. Bishlam alim nosim achirim shayach shaper dar carbon uchava bishla gedolim. Now, as long as you have even one gadol, so that gives the carbon a status of a chova. Fod ochel katan havishla leminuya yivur lekam esoshim. It's not such a big deal that the cotton is, he can piggyback. Aval ishchot alav carbon b'fnei atzmo, but that you should have done a carbon, Pesach just for a chabur of ketanim. Lo shemano da patur min a carbon, yavi carbon. We never heard of such a thing that someone who's totally potter can bring a carbon im lo betars nadava. The only concept in the world of kachim of somebody not being chayiv but bringing a carbon, it's called nadava. It exists. It's called nadava. That's what we call it. All optional carbon is called nadava.
So a katan, by definition, is optional. He's not chayiv in the carbon. Therefore, kam bepesach l'shayach bezmano nider v'nidev. And since there's no such thing as a voluntary carbon pesach, imkain, end of the third paragraph, where I have it underlined, eich yala al hadas. Who could have had a havamina to katanim yevu karbon, shenim chayiv b'karbon? So that is the Minchas Chinuch's trenchant question. Now before I take Berger's dechia, where he's going to rip it apart, I'll just point out that the Minchas Chinuch himself blinks. He stares down himself, and then he kind of blinks. He says, well, I could just, you know, kind of give the Balabatish svara. Now, if Berger wants to give that svara, the insult is intentional. No. I'll give a Balabatish svara. What's a Balabatish svara? Efshir lomar, the zekavanas Rambam. Maybe this whole thing has been an exercise in my misreading, right? Sometimes, you know, this happens a lot. You know, it could be in Shir, right? You misunderstand the Rebbe, and you wind up. You don't just have a question. You got a wind up and a build up, and you build a whole bum of a question based because you misunderstood the Rebbe. And the Rebbe, you know, since Rav Shechter Shira, I could tell you that in one particularly painful moment in my life where I had an oral bechina with Rav Shechter, he asked me a question. But he let me, I thought I was going to try to show off and give a really good answer, and I was going on. Instead of just giving the simple answer, I said, yeah, that reminds me of Rav Chaim on this, and I give a whole thing. And he let me go and go and go, and then when I finished, I said, yeah, but I think that's Rav Chaim's on a different Rambam. Like, you just let me walk right off the cliff. See ya! Right, so sometimes you have a whole wind-up, a whole question, and the whole thing's based on a misunderstanding. Basically, the Minchas Chinuch, you know, he calls that on himself. He says, well, I had this whole wind-up, multiple paragraphs, lots of questions, chagiga, toisvis, a whole, da-da-da-da, razzle-dazzle, lomdus, says the Minchas Chinuch, no, Efshir Lomer, maybe the whole thing was misunderstood. Maybe the Zekavanas Rambam, when the Rambam said, Einim b'nei das, u'peturim mikol mitzvos, he meant, they're potter. It wasn't some unique carbon Pesach halacha. Now, the Minchas Chinuch, you know, checks that on himself. He says, you know, there are other times in Hilchos, in the Rambam, Mishneh Torah, where the Rambam will say a katan is potter because it's potter mikol mitzvos. And here he didn't say that. He had this different lashon. Says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe, you know, he says it there, but he says, you know, sometimes he says it, sometimes he doesn't say it. Lo dikdek b'lashon, right? So, you know, it sounds like, for certain achronim, this would be heretical to say, but the Minchas says, maybe don't be so medactic in his words. We thought everything about this was based on some special halacha. Maybe it wasn't there. Now, quickly, I'll mention to you the second part of the Minchas Chinuch, and I'll try to give you one answer for both. The second thing the Minchas Chinuch says is, what about if somebody comes bar mitzvah, im between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So the Rambam says that if he had part of the Karban Pesach on, if he didn't have any Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, he's chayiv in Pesach Sheni. But if he had some of the Karban in Pesach Rishon, then he's potter from Pesach Sheni. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, how could it be? It goes against a concept that we saw back in Purim, right? About if you do something b'shas p'tur and then you become chayiv, right? If a person was mentally unstable at the beginning of the Seder and he had a kazayis of matzah, and then sometime before chatzos, he took his medicine and he's okay again. So we don't say because you had a kazayis matzah 2 hours ago, right? That's good. We say, no, you have to eat another kazayis. Says in the Turi Evan, he goes to Turi Evan here. Kevin who potter osman a mitzvah ain't a mifter mechiv shabalav achakach. And as he puts out, heivanu le'el b'chiburai. Right? He says, we quoted this already in the world of Puravu. So what's going on? How could it be? So he says, well, maybe you'll say that if you're chayiv mitar abanon, and you do a mitzvah as a chayiv mitar abanon, that can impact the kiyam dal raisa. So then he says, listen, now I know. He says, that's a big thing. Says that is a big topic. That's a lot of raid. That's a lot of hak. A lot of people talk about that question. Kinyan darabanan is mol daraisa. Mitzvah darabanan is mol daraisa. Says if you want to get into all of that, uwa, that's a big thing. So just as a maramakum cooking in the last 30 seconds, there's a Reb Chaim on the Sefer on this. And Reb Chaim says karbonos are different. Karbonos, it's a metzias. If you brought a carbon or you had participation in a carbon, it doesn't matter what the level of chiyuv was beforehand. The mitzvah was you get full credit. It's not like mitzvos. Karbonos are different, and therefore memel, if you had the carbon, even though you were a katan, but you had the carbon, you can't compare that to puravu or matzah or other things like that. So I saw in the sefer that I told you, I have the sefer Avnei Chayin from Rav Yashiv's grandson. grandson. So he said, maybe based on the Rav Chaim, you could also answer the first question. Right, the Minchas Chinuch gave us his Balabatash answer. Well, maybe the Rambam didn't mean it. So that I could give a more Lamdash answer to the first question, which is, maybe Karbanos are different. Right, the whole question that he had was, well, from Olas Re'iyah, and once you have Olas Re'iyah, so then Memele, Tosus said, any type of carbon you bring is in the Dava. That's because the carbon of Olas Re'iyah builds on what? The mitzvah of Re'iyah. The Ola is, it's not a kachim halacha, it's a mitzvah. And then mitzvahs, okay, so if you're a derabanan, but karbanos and Reb Chaim are different. So maybe carbon Pesach is different than Ola Sriya, and therefore if a cotton had that carbon, it's not an adava, and therefore you could have it even by carbon Pesach. Therefore the Rambam needed to give its own reason. Okay, Shekhaich everybody, enjoy your vacation.